Mittwoch, the middle of Reis Samach, Sivvav, towards the end of Sivvav. Go over Sivvav very quickly, we actually have to do the last couple of lines. But Nachumal, it says, Hamaitzi Ketzias Bederech, if you find Ketzias in a way, Afilu Betzad Sedei Ketzias, Harei Elu Shaloi, if you have a fig tree that's leaning over to the derech, why are they mutal? Because the bailam are automatically misyayish, even from the beginning they're miyayish, because they know that the trees are going to let off the fruit and it's going to fall into the street. As it falls, once it drops, it becomes nemeses. It's automatically a yish or a hefka from the beginning. But zeisim v'charuvim, they are asurim. Utmarim, but date shemishirim haruach mutarim. Why shecheskasen shabaylu mochlem lechaladim mebnei shabehemis v'achayis oichlem oisam machmas misikusam. Dates, which are very sweet, over here we have a new problem. The problem is that the animals are going to zecha eat it up. So even though it doesn't become the messes when they fall down, but the animals will zecha eat it, and memela the baylu are automatically miyayish. Then it's asurim. If they belong to Yisaimim, which they cannot be meichel, and we explained last week in the numerous pshatim, but let's just take the easy pshat, hefka, they cannot be mafke, it's not a mechil, it's really hefka what's required here, like Rashi says, and they cannot be mafke, Yisaimim are not b'nei deya, they can't be mafke, memel is going to be also. The Gemara is mavua, that's only if you know for sure they belong to Yisaimim, but if you have a suffix, you don't know who it belongs to, you do not have to assume that it belongs to Yisaimim, you can assume that namala belongs to Gedalim, and the mechila, the hefka works. Good. V'chein, so too, im hikbid, here's the new stuff. V'chein im hikbid balasada. The balasada was makbid. V'hikif makim ha'ilonis, and he made a fence around the ilonis. O'itikun makim, where he prepared a place, yiplu by anoivlis, so when they fall, they won't get ruined. They won't get ruined by the falling. Achi yalakdim until hill. Gather them. Hare elu asurim. This is going to be also why shere gila daita shalei mokal. Because he was megala das that he was not meichel. You see that he tried. He wants. He's interested in keeping these fruit. He made a mechitz around them. Memela, it's going to be also. You now let her take it. Now this halacha is not only is it us if it fell inside the geder, it's also going to be us even if it fell outside the geder. Because the vod is that since he thought it was going to fall inside the geder, so then he was never meichel. Rather this fruit, stray fruit, fell outside the geder, so what? But for he doesn't know what fell yet. So for him it's a year shalei midas. Memel is going to be us even if it fell outside the geder. The Archashukin just meisiv, unless you see that the branches extend past the geder. So when he built the geder, Vay says he was only interested in catching most of the fruit, but he wasn't interested in catching all the fruit because then he would have made a larger geder. So any fruit that falls on the edge from the limbs of the tree that extend beyond the geder, those you still have the sorrow that he was zecha being mafke because he knew the geder won't capture them.
He could have built the geder before the branches became larger.
Oh yeah, if you assume that at the time he did, and then he never checked to see that the geder. I mean, the problem is that the trees go very slowly. So the last time he collected the fruit, he didn't see that the limb was extending past the geder. If he saw that, then he knows that for that limb, he's being mafke, he's being miyayish.
But this halacha is not referring back to your case of Tainim, it's referring back to tomorrow.
Well, Grade could be referring to both. But anyway, even if it's referring to the case of tomorrow, and the tomorrow were what? That the animals won't get to it, right? So if I have a limb extending past.
But it wasn't a matter of limits. Meshora means the wind is blowing and knocking.
It's knocking off the tomorrow, but where does it fall?
That's no problem, but I'm just bringing out a point. It's not a matter of, according to the Oracle Shukin, the branch is extending out. We're not talking about that case.
I don't mind if you don't want to be talking about that case. I'm just saying, but in a case, I'm saying, even in this halacha, that there is a gather around it, that the Gemara is mavur, that it's also, the Oracle Shukin points out, but if the limb is extending past the gather.
How does he know that? We're not talking about a limb.
We're not talking about it, but if the case. Wait, we're talking about a tree.
Yeah, but you talk about a tree that's inside a regular place.
Right, but has arms, right?
Yeah, but the wind is blowing. These are made here.
Right, but the wind that's blowing it is going to be trapped by the geder, because he made a geder around the tree. Right, correct. And it's going to be protected from animals. But if granted, there's a limb extending outside the Geder. You don't have to... We're talking about a metzias. In that case, what do you hold in that case? If there's a limb extending past together and fruitful off of that limb. So the Aruch HaShulchan is telling you that since you know the get is not going to trap those fruit and won't protect those fruit from the anos, Mamela, you know that he's going to be miyayish, just like he's miyayish in these cases when there's no getter, because klapi that limb that extends, it's as if there's no getter. All right.
Is hikkav that he went around the tree or that he put about his shasal?
Sorry, he hikif makom hilanis. He made a gather around. He circled the tree with a gather to protect it. Oh, why? And if it falls into his own shisram, it's not a problem. Well, depending if it's animals, so you'd have to make a hikif wherever the animals are coming from. If it's going back on the other case as well, then you have to make sure that it's protected. That when it tikum makom, that when it falls, it will not get splashed when it hits the floor, whatever, hits the street. But any kind, you're going on the animals, you would have to make a gather separating the trees from the animals. Any kind, but the case is hikif. He surrounded it. Now. There's a diak here. The Sma says, which is really Rashi, the Sma of Kanchafe says, what was the purpose of Hikaf Mokum Yulanus? So the Sma says, Pishali Kansu Behemoth V'chayis Shom. And that's how the Rashi says that when you make this gather, it protects the animals from getting there. That's the Sma. However, the Lashon HaMechab is not so clear. The Mechab is Lashon V'chin Him Hikpid Balasada. He showed that he had Akpada when he made this fence. So Rukhi Vega points out, over on the side, that there's really two different pshatim going on here. The one pshat is that when you made this fence, it protected from animals no matter what. Animals cannot get there. Okay, so if animals can't get there, so Mamela, there's no point of being Meyayish. Rukhi Vega says that the Mechabu's case was that theoretically animals would be able to get there. But the reason why over here it's us to take is because since you made this fence and you're showing that you want the fruit. I guess maybe you're helping a little bit from the animals. You're making it a way where you can catch these fruit. You're showing that you really want the fruit. So even a normal person is miyayit, a normal person's mafke, because he knows the animals will get to it. But because you prepared a makum to be able to capture these fruit, so you're showing that you're abnormal. You're the unusual type. You're not the person who's going to be mafke. And therefore you're makbid on these fruit. And that's already enough. You showed that you have this akpada, so you're not being miyayit. So Kriviki'ego, what's the nafke meaning between the pshatim? If the guy dies, if the owner dies, and now there are yorishim involved, so if the vod is that the fence protects the animals from coming there, like Rashi and the Sma, so the yorishim have the same sword. The animals aren't going to get there, so in the middle of the day they weren't mafkered. But if the vod is really the animals could get there, and really a person, normal person, is miyayish, just the owner showed that he's makbid, he showed that he wasn't mafkered them by making the fence, that's the owner, but he died. Now the yorishim never showed that they're unusual, that they're abnormal people. The yorishim never showed that they're a yoitzim in a klal and they don't want to be mafkid. A yoitz that there's a klal, everyone is mafkid, and a mala person's mafkid, so the yoshim will be part of that klal as well. Mamela, even if there's a fence, the yoshim will be mafkid and mamela will be mutter to take. It's only us that calls man the bailam are alive.
How would they show it? According to you, how would they show it?
How would they show it? They'll do something else. I don't know. They'll have to do something. Minastam, a person is mafkid. So they say they can't show anything. So they won't. They'll pull up a sign and no fruit picking. I don't. They'll do something. If they can't do it, also go. But in minastam, a person not being a person is mafkid. So unless he shows a hakpada, we assume that there's a hefka.
But in my experience, minastam, kids usually follow the way the father was. The father's mafkid, they're also mafkid. So I don't know they're not from the Stam people. They're a son of someone who's Makhbet.
They're a son of someone who's an Ish Kili and whatever, an abnormal person, so probably their children will grow up abnormal too. Okay, I hear. Okay, but that's not what Vicky Vega says. Sorry?
It's a matter of the father's capitis.
No, I'm saying a father has a capitis, but they have a Messiah to be Makhbet on this. The Tata of Zegaton. Okay, fine.
No, they can give it away to Stucker. It's not Keely. I'm not saying it is a bad thing.
100%. Well,
be careful with this on.
Good. Fine. Not a problem. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Siv Zayin and Siv Ches, we're going to skip because it's really not Negeah. I'm going to go to Siv Tes. Okay. There's a lot here. I think Siv Tes requires a Hakdama before we start. And that is, let's just play this out. If you see somebody's item let's take a simple case. Let's say you see someone's item by his seat. he keeps his seder in shul or his talis in shul by his seat. That's not an aveda. It's pasha that you're not supposed to pick up these talis and call them up. I have your talis. Now tomorrow morning he's going to want to daven. He's not going to find his talis because some good Samaritan decided to pick up his talis and try to return it to him. Avada that you're not supposed to be doing, right? So the shaila is, if you put something in a makom which is what we call mishtamek tzas, something in the middle, it's not totally mishtamer, but it's people who very often will leave it there, they'll come back for it later. It's a makom ha-mishtamer ktsas. Do you have a chiv to pick up that item or not? And let's say you're talking about a dovish sheyesh b'simin, specifically. He put it to him, but he didn't put it in the shul, which I would assume is considered mishtamer lagamri, but let's say he put it in a place which later on se'ifim are going to have a few examples, or something which is mishtamer ktsas. Some people put it there. There's a little risk factor involved. It's a dovish sheyesh b'simin. Are you supposed to be picking up this item to return it to him? Because maybe he lost it, or maybe he forgot it, or not. That's a shaila. Something with the mishtam excess and a dovish sheyesh b'simin. What's the halacha? So, Grada, this is a machlokes rishonim. There are actually a three-way machlokes rishonim. There is a shita, which is a shita's taisis rid. There's a ritva b'shem moiray. Some want to say it's even the Rambam Shita that holds that in the B'chai Gavna also do not pick it up. Don't touch it. It's a Makom Mishtam Eksas. It's a Tovah Sheish Beizimit. Tabailim, put it there. Do not pick it up. You're going to pick it up. You're going to cause him a headache. You're going to mess him up. Don't pick it up. There is such a Shita. Rav Rishonim, however, say that if it's a Makom HaMishtam Eksas, you are supposed to pick it up. Because maybe, well, we're going to see why, but it's not a Makom Mishtam Lagam, it's Makom Mishtam Ksas. You are supposed to pick it up and return it to the Bailam. Why? And that's a Makloikas Rishon. It's very important, this Nakuda, because we're going to see these three Shitas really play itself out in this Machaba.
It's only a Dover Sheyesh B'Simon.
We're talking about specifically a Dover Sheyesh B'Simon, correct. So the Makloikas Rishon, why you're supposed to pick up, if you, like these Rishon that you are supposed to pick up, even there, there's Makloikas Rishon, why you're supposed to pick it up and return it. What's the vote? Why are you being Taisis and Chafeyam at Bay says that Heyois, it's only Mishtam Eksas. Well, he doesn't say it like that, but in the case where it's Mishtam Eksas, Adova Sheyesh by Simin, you're supposed to pick it up because maybe, although he placed it there, because it's normal, he probably did place it there, it's a Mokam Mishtam Eksas, but by now he forgot about it because he wouldn't leave it there maybe endless, unlimited time or unwatched. If he's not there and his item is there, so even though he placed it there, there's a Chshash, Shema, he already forgot about it. He forgot that he placed it there, so blives like an Aved, and Memeli is supposed to pick it up and return it. That's Shitas HaTaisis. The Ritva Bidas HaTaisis says something different. He obviously had a different taisis. The Ritva says, no, the reason why you're supposed to pick it up and return it, because even though it's a Makom HaMishtam Eksas with Choshish, that maybe it was never Hinich there in the Mitchila, maybe it fell. Even though very often people place their items there, but who's to know? If it's a Mishtam Eksas with Choshish, maybe he fell. It fell from him. He dropped it. If it dropped it, then Avada to Naveda. Why did the Vod go out of his way to say that's the pshat, that maybe it fell? Why didn't he say it was a Vod that maybe he placed it there and he forgot? So Ritva l'shitas, Ritva on Chav Gimel holds that a Mokom HaMishtam Eksas, we're not choshish that somebody forgot it there. If he placed it there, he's not going to forget it there. There's no reason to believe that he forgot it. Kosh again, if it's Mokom HaMishtam Lagamri, we have no reason to believe that he forgot it. He gradually says, but a Mokom which is not Mishtam at all, and a Chanami over there, no one places these things there. Must be he was putting it down there for a minute, and if it's still there, obviously he forgot. So that's like, you know, it's a Umdana, we see a Raglaim Ladova, a Chshash, that he must have forgotten it there. But it's a Mokom a Mishtam Eksas, we have no reason to believe that the guy forgot it. So the only reason why you're Mechuyv to pick it up, Zakhtar Etva, is because you're Choshish that he never placed it there in the first place. Maybe he dropped it. It looks like he placed it there, but you never know. Maybe he taka dropped it. So it's really machlokes rishonim why you have to return it. Are you neitel makris like Taisis because you choshish he forgot it? He placed it there. Zichr placed it there, but he forgot it. Or the vod is Dr. Ritva, no, maybe he never even placed it there. Maybe he dropped it. Let's go move on now. That's a mokam hamishtam ksas. Sorry? Even though it looks like he was in Inuak, so let's call it a Vada Inuak.
It falls in by Vada Inuak, it says it can't be there together.
By Vada Yinuach, we're not choishish for Nefilo, because he's Vada Yinuach, and we're not choishish for Shikha. The Radvan Chav Gimel says, they're only choishish for Shikha when it's a Mokum She'enu Mishtam HaKlal. But Mokum Mishtam HaKsas, we're not choishish for Shikha.
Unless it's there for more than
30
days.
Well, I don't know if it's there. If it's unusually there, there is Achrenim, I'm going to say, if it's there for a very long time, then you know that he must have forgotten it. Okay, but we're not...
If it says that then you should pick it up and you're not
going to
keep it.
Right.
So in that case,
it's
speaking in the case that it's...
The Pasha Pshat Gemara is going like the Rav Rishonim, that even it looks like you have to pick it up. But why? Is it because the guy forgot it, like Tais says? Or is it because, even though it looks like he was Maniaka there, but it's you're talking, he forgot it. He dropped it, I mean.
Does forgot mean lost, or forgot is different than lost?
Well, once he forgot it, it turns into Aveda. He didn't lose it. He placed it there, and then he was supposed to come back to pick it up, and he forgot it. I placed my pen on the thing while I was learning. I taka placed it on the table. I didn't want to keep it in my pocket. I put it on the table, and then after Seida, I walked away, and I left the pen there. So I placed it there, but I forgot it.
Yeah, but you would assume that the chiv of Ashav and Aveda is because since the item will be lost, so it is incumbent on you a certain responsibility to return.
Good.
In a scenario where you have someone who forgot an item,
right,
it could be 500 times more taxing on the person to return it.
Why?
Than the individual to show up in chakras the next morning and put it on a pair of film.
Why, you think he's coming back so he could find it himself?
It's not lost.
Right, okay, but if he frequents that place, so you have the mokum as him, you might have eitzes. But let's say he puts it in a place that you have no reason to believe is coming there every day. So he put
it
in...
Track it?
It's a davar sheyesh b'simin. So you could track it. I see, let's say it has his name on it. So I'll call the guy up. It turns into an aveda once he forgot it. So now it turns into aveda. So now it's like halacha. Davar sheyesh b'simin, he's supposed to be noitel l'makris and give it back to the guy.
So in a scenario where you have something, where someone forgot something, no doubt it's easier for him to track it than for you to track him, clearly.
If it will be such a case, and we have to discuss. In a kanaim, we have to go. But first, let's get to klalim before we get to yaitzim in a klal. So now let's move over to adav hamishtamel legamri. What we're talking about now is a adav hamishtamel ksas. Adav hamishtamel legamri, it's 100% taken care of. There's no risk involved. There, the halacha is you're not supposed to pick it up. So the shaila is why not? We know that adav hamishtamel ksas, like these rishonim, are supposed to pick it up either Taisa's reason or the Ritva's reason. So when it's adav hamishtamel legamri, they're not supposed to pick it up. Why not? What's chilek? So you have to say like this: if the svar was like Taisa's, keep cheshvan. If the svar was Taisa's, that the reason why we normally are noitel l'makris is because maybe he forgot it. So then you could say by something which is mishtamel legamri, we have no reason to believe he forgot it. If it's mishtamek sas, no, maybe we could choshish that maybe he forgot it. But mishtamel legamri, we have no reason to believe that he forgot it because it's a perfect place. This is where it's supposed to be. It's mishtamel legamri. It's a perfect place to store things. So mamela, we have no even raglaim ladov to start thinking or entertaining maybe he forgot it. That's one svara. Or better yet, you're right, he did forget it. But who cares? It's a makom in mishtamel legamri. So he forgot it. But what's the chilek? When he'll remember, he'll come back and take it. It's a makom mishtamel legamri. So there's no risk involved. It's never going to get lost. So whenever he remembers, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, whenever he'll remember, he remembers where he lost it, because he didn't lose it, he placed it there. He remembers where he forgot to take it from, and he'll come back and pick it up.
Like so I could take home someone's period film, write a sign, your tefillin is by me, and I don't have to go ahead and now return it to him.
Well, never. We discussed at the beginning that anyway, Hashav's Aveda, you're talking, you don't have to return to him, he just has to come to you to pick it up. You just notify him. But the word is that it's not an Aveda Bechlal, don't pick it up, because there's no risk factor at all. That would be like Taisis. Later at Va, that the Chshash is that Shem it was Nafal. So there, the only shot you're going to have to say is that when it's a Mokum Mishtamel Legamri, we don't even entertain that it might have been Nafal. Why should you entertain the Fila? It's a perfect place, a perfect storage place. There's no reason to believe that it was even Nafal. So again, like the Taisis, it's because Shema, he forgot it. Like the Ritva, Shema Nafal. When it's Mishtamel Legamri, like Taisis, either we have no reason to believe he forgot it, or who cares, even if he did forget it, there's not an Aveda, let him come back and pick it up. And loiter etva, by something with Shamal Agam, we have no chash of Nefila.
But both cases, it's not considered an Aveda.
It's not considered an Aveda. When it's Mokum Shamal Agam, it's not considered an Aveda. You have no Chiyuvim on it. That's it. Fine. Now let's do the Mechav. And the reason why it's important is because we're going to see, as we go through the Mechav, there's actually a three-way Machlekes Achreinim, how to touch up the Mechav. Does he mean that sheet, like the Taisis read? Does he mean Taisis or does he mean the Ritva? Very interesting to Mechav. Okay, let's start to Mechav. Sorry? A Vada Hinuach. Right. It's a Vada Hinuach, so then you should not pick it up because you have no reason to believe that it was Nafal. I mean, whatever, it was a Nafal, it was Vada Hinuach, and you have no reason to believe that it was Shachach. Even if it's Enu Mishtama Lagamri, but it's Mishtama Ksas. But if it's not Mishtama at all, the Ritva is Moida Avada, then we're Choshish for Nefila. For Nefila. Oh, it's not for Nefila, it's Vada Hinuach. So what was he doing? It's an Aved Midas. He's crazy. Why did he leave it there for? What?
I don't get it. Sraach is Aved Midas.
No, maybe then it's Mukhak that he...
Then, unless you tell me, forgot. Then it's Mukhak that he forgot it. Then, oh, no, no, then it, no, 1 second. No, then the Ritva is Maida, 1 second. He's right. The Ritva is Maida, and it's not Mishtama at all, then you could invoke the Svara that maybe he forgot it. Right, that's what Ritva says. Okay, fine. Let's start the Machaba. Kol ha-meitzei aveda, bein she-yesh ba-simin, bein she-ein ba-simin, no matter what, it's irrelevant. In matzah derech hanocha, if you found it as if it was placed there, it looks like it was placed there, that's how it appears. Osa ligabo, you're not allowed to touch it. And this is talking about a mokum ha-mishtam al-agami. That's how the smal learns. The numala case. Osa ligabo, you're not allowed to touch it. Why not? Shema bailim hinichu asham atche yakzrula. Maybe the bailim place it there till they'll come back. And memela, what's the problem if you pick it up? Vim yavo litla. So you're going to cause him a problem. Because if it's a havidavah she'im b'yisimin, harei ibud mamun chaveroi. You mamish will mafsid him mamun. He has no way to get it back. You won't be able to return it. Better leave it there. He's coming back for it. Why take it and ruin his money? You're being mafsid him. Even if it's a davah she'im b'yisimin that you could return, so what? Still you shouldn't pick it up. By picking it up, you're now forcing him to be matriarch, to track down, look at notes, look at signs, track you down. It's not fair. Therefore, and he has to give simonim, it's not fair. Lefichok, asa loy she yigaboy, you should not touch it. It's asa to you to touch it. Ad shim se'ena derek nefila. Unless you find it, derek nefila, that it appears that he dropped it. That looks like an aveda. But if it appears that it was placed there, derek hanocha, that's not an aveda, and do not touch it. All right, that's the mechaba.
What's the issa
to touch it? I don't know.
It's not
like signa pashas, and although granted this is a signal, even if you take it amnas lahagzir. So if you were taking this amnas lahagzir, maybe you could run into a signal type of a problem. Sorry?
He's not mashma like that.
He just says it's us. It sounds like what you're doing is you're causing the Baalim Tercha. You're causing him a tzara. You're being mafsed him. It's a grama. I don't know. You're causing him a tzara. You shouldn't be doing it. You are causing him a tzara. He's going to lose the item. So they are mazik. He's not going to get the item back. He'll never have the ishtamshas out of the item. So you want to know it's the item that's still banned. Good, so...
I wasn't mastered the kli, I was mastered him.
Correct, you were mastered him from the kli. So it's like a grumma, like shevis, you know. You put the guy in the house and you lock him up. Good. So, lechatchil zicha asatudu. Good. Now, I want to be medayik in the lashon machaba, a very important dik, and that is... The Maccabi starts off, in Matzah Derech Hanaka, Asa Ligaba, why? Shema, Bailim Hinichu Hashem. It's not a Vaday. Shema, Bailim Hinichu Hashem. Vaistois, there's another possibility. What's the other possibility? I found the Derech Hanaka, maybe he placed it there till he's getting it back. And what's the other ton? What are the choices? Either maybe it fell, or either maybe he placed it there, but he forgot about it and he doesn't plan on getting it back. It means Shema, he placed it there, Achiyak Zerulet, he does plan on getting it back. Shema, he placed it there and he forgot about it and he's not coming back. You have to say one of those two. Either there's another tzad. What's the other tzad? Either Nefila or he placed it there and he forgot. We're going to have to see the importance of this Dik soon because this L'chayr is a Raya, not like one of the Pshatim of the Akhrena. But at least, sorry? And what happened?
What,
a gazlan?
No, a bar.
A bar was, so that's l'chayr, so now it's a bar. Hashem
is
going to
say the same. Hashem is maybe even wasn't him.
And who, so how did it get there?
Someone barred it and took it there.
And so why did that guy put it there? So if that guy put it there, also you shouldn't be picking it up because that guy knows where he took it, where he placed it. It sounds like there's another tzad here that maybe warrants picking up, maybe, but don't do it because you have to know what the pshat is. Okay, we're going to blin that. Remind me to get back to it. All right, let's continue. So that's the halacha. When you have a mokam mishtameres with a dovish sheish b'simin, do not pick it up. And even a dovish sheim b'simin, do not pick it up, because it's going to be mafsa debailam. Now, continues the machaba. Afilu nistapik lo yadovo. Even if you're masupik, if it was derech nefila or derech hanacha, you don't know if it was placed there or was dropped there. V'lo yeda im dovizeh avodim munach. You don't know. Harezeh lo yigaboy. Even in this case, when you're a safik, also do not touch it. Vim avu v'natloy. But if you did pick it up, you did an avarian, you shouldn't have done it, but you did. Asalay lagzir l'sham, you now let it pace it back there. Vim haya dover she'ein by simin, and if a dover she'ein by simin, not only that, zachabai, you were zeichin it, ve'ein ochayv lagzir, you do not have to return it. So let's understand what's going on here. Let's go back. The Mechaber says that even if it's a Safek, Aveda Safek Munach, do not touch it. And if you did touch it, vim ava v'natloy, if you did do it, then do not put it back. In Allah to put it back. Why not? We have to see. But if you did take it, do not put it back. What is this going on? So this man, Sivkot Mem, says we're talking about a case which is a Mokum HaMishtamek Sas. It's in the middle. Therefore, we have a real legitimate Safek. Did you place it there or did it fall there? We don't know. Was it placed or fall? It fell there. Memeilo. But still, lo yigaboy, but if you do pick it up, do not put it back. Why not? So look in the Sivkot Memav. What are we talking about? Are we talking about a dov sheyesh b'zimen or a dov shein b'zimen? The Mechaber starts off the Siv, bein dov sheyesh b'zimen, bein dov shein b'zimen. Then he says this halakha. Is this halakha by yesh b'zimen or by ein b'zimen? And this is the machlokes zachreinim. The Sma says in Sivkot Mem Aleph, midikama asa lagziroi, if it says that once you pick it up, you now let her put it back, a kochach must be, it's talking about a dov sheyesh b'zimen, maybe. If it's talking about aim by simin, hamasik v'kosav, the Mechaber says in the very next line, the zacha by amaitzai. You are even zeichin it, even allowed to keep it. If you're allowed to keep it by davish aim by simin, vein shaykh loim also like zero by davish with zacha by, it would be impossible to say that you're not allowed to put it back. If it's yours, you picked it up and it's yours. Because you can throw it out, you can do whatever you want. You want to put it back, do whatever you want with it, eat it, do whatever you want with it. How could it be also like zero? Kochuk has to be dafka talking about a case, which is a dova sheyesh by simin. Venero, the koi dafka, the somaklei, a motza b'mok m'sheyesh l'estapek b'inua koi b'ibud, the oz miyad shenotlam b'yoda, a few little holok ima lebeisai, also like zero. Once you pick it up, you now let it put it back, ki sheyesh by simin, because yechayev b'hashava. Or a few b'vada inuk, another case that even if you know for sure, he plays it there. If you took it home, okay, that's another problem where you never put it back. But let's focus on the Mechaber. The way the Sma touches out the Mechaber is talking about a dover sheyesh by simin, which better don't touch lo yigaboy. But if he did take it, you're now a chiv hashava and don't put it back because it's only makom mishtam eksas. Do not put it back. Now you have a chiv hashava. You have to make sure it gets back to the baila. So the Sma learned to Mechaber talking about a dovish sheyesh by simin, and a mokam a meshtam a ksas, do not pick it up. So you see that the Sma learned, like the Shita Satoysis Rid, that a mokam a meshtam a ksas with a dovish sheyesh by simin, do not pick it up. Not like Rav Rishonim. He tied up this Mechaber neged Rav Rishonim. Rav Rishonim hold that a mokam a meshtam a ksas, you are mechuyif to pick it up. But the Sma says, no, the Mechaber is talking about a dovish sheyesh by simin, with a dovish sheyesh by simin, do not pick it up. Asaliga boy. Fine, that's the Tesis Rid. Good. Comes along the Taz. There's a long, very long Taz here, but I want to just take out the Taj. The Taz argues with the Sma and says, no, Rav Rishonim hold that a dava which is mishtam eksas yesh by simin, you are mechiv to pick it up. So the Mechaber cannot be talking about a dava yesh by simin. He's not. Mechaber is not arguing with Rav Rishonim. So the Mechaber must be talking about a case of dava she'ein by simin. Aye, what's this Mechaber saying? Harezeh loy. Also, you now let her put it back. The Mechaber continues, mamish the very next line, Zachaboy. And it's my ears, if you're Zachaboy, what does it mean? If I didn't let her put it, you could do whatever you want with it. So the Taz says the following. He says, even a Dovah Shein by Simon, let's step back for a moment. A Dovah Shein by Simon is Zachaboy? It's Yishlei Medas. You now let her be Zach in it. A Dovah Shein by Simon, so even though when the Vailan will find out about it, they will be Miyayish, but they weren't Miyayish yet. It's Yishlei Medas. So you're not allowed to keep it. It's a cloud god of Bataira. You're not allowed to keep it. We'll be passing like Abai. What's going on? So, it's Cholak. There are some items that you don't have to suspect it's Yishleim Midas. Some items, like the Gemara says, that Yikiri are so heavy, you know for sure that the Bailam already knows that he lost it. Or let's say he's Memashmish Beitamid. You know for sure that he already lost it. So blives a Yish Midas. So the Taz says like this. The first case of the Mechav Avadah is talking about a Dov Shein Beisimin. I raise the Asa Liga Boy because a Dov Shein Beisimin, you have no way to give it back. The Mava Venotloi Asa Loi Lag Zirai. Why? Because it's Yishleim Midas. You're not allowed to put it back. It's Asa Loi Lag Zirai. You can't keep it either. It's Yishleim Midas. You're not allowed. I was a Mechav Kedining Vimhoi Dov Shein Beisim Nezalcha Boy. The Mechav is now making a new case. This is talking about a case where it's a Yish Midas. This is talking about a Dov Yakiri, and you know for sure that you dropped it, that the owner knows for sure he dropped it. Mameli is Miyayish. In that case, you're allowed to be Zalcha Boy. It's a little Hamas in the Mechav. The Mechav here is talking about a Dov Shein Beisim, but of a Venot Lassel Olagzer because he was not yet Miyayish. But if it's a Mehoi Dov Shein Beisim, which he was already Miyayish, a little Chasin Nasefa, because it's a Mili the Yakiri, and he for sure knows that he lost it, then it's Zalcha Boy. Then you don't have to give it back. But if it's the medium case, it's a Dov Shein Beisimin, but he doesn't know about it yet, or you don't know if he knows about it yet, so you can assume he didn't know about it yet, Yishleim Midas, and therefore it's also Lagzirai. Sorry?
If you picked it up.
Why, if it's a Dov Shein Beisimin, Mili Diyakiri, then you should know for sure that it was Miyayish, you should be able to pick it up and keep it. I hear.
That's the problem. Isn't that the problem?
Oh, but you have a suffix that maybe he was Mehinua. Oh, very good. Oh, very good. Because here it's talking about a suffix Hinua. Right, very good. It's a suffix Hinua. So now, so very good. You don't know if it was dropped, if it's an Aveda, or if he placed it there. So it's a suffix Hinua. It's Mishtam Mekzah. So normal, I would want to pick it up and return it, but it's a Dovish Ein Bezim, so I can't. So if it's, the guy was already Miyayish on the tzad that he lost it, so then I'm allowed to keep it. Because the suffix, we see this klal again and again, that when by Shofiz Aved, if you have a suffix, maybe you let it, once you picked it up and you have a suffix, maybe you have a right to keep it, or maybe not, then Hamas Mekavrela Varayin, you have a right to keep it. Majen Kain, if it's talking about a dovo that he was not yet Miyayish on, so Mamonashok, if it was he. Sorry? Correct. Correct, you have a suffix. If it's a suffix, if he plays it there, but if he did, then he was Zechem Miyayish. So that you want to know why you're allowed to keep it? I with the Rosh who says he have a good. There are Raiz Lakan or Lakan. Yeah. So there the Taz Grada wants a tine over here. So the Taz Grada is on himself. What do you mean? We know by every Yishleim Midas, why can't I keep it? It's a suffix that maybe the guy was already Miyayish or whatever. Or let's say Memekza Yisrael, your case you want to say is from. So Taz Grada over here wants to say that it's more Noita, that it's more mistava that it was a derech nefila, since it's only in a makom mishnah mekzas, it's more noite that it was nefila memeila. This is different than a regular suffix. That's what the Taz says. But the bottom line is that the Taz learned the mechaba like Taisis, that we're talking about a case of a aim by simin, and that's where this whole hishtalshus goes. But if it's a dove sheyesh by simin, avad yemuchuyv to pick it up to be noite ol machris. On a dove sheyesh by zimin and a mokum mishnah meksas, you mechiv to be noitel lemachris like Taisis. That's how the Taz goes. So you have a sma who learned the mechaba like the Taisis rid that you're not supposed to pick it up. You have a Taz who learned the mechaba like Taisis that you are supposed to pick it up. And the reason why is because Shema Yishkak, maybe you forgot about it. Good. Comes along in a sivis and says a third pshat in the mechaba. Oh, hold on. You ready? Sivis says that we're going like the Ritva. We're never choishish for shikcha. That's not, never. We don't have a problem. I mean, Mokum Shem Mekshas, we're never choishish, he forgot it. The only choishish you could possibly have was nefila. That's the only thing you could possibly have. So Mehili says, like, you have a suffix. Did he place it there and he plans on coming back? It's not Aveda at all. He mamish plans on coming back. You shouldn't touch it. It's no Aveda. Or no, did he lose it and then it's mamish and Aveda. So he says like this. It's talking about a dova. She'aim by simin, because we're talking about dovish sheish by simin. Avad is supposed to be noitel lamachris like the Ritva, because achshash maybe he dropped it. So talking about a dovish she'aim by simin, but makom could be the simin, right? Even a dovish she'aim by simin begufay, we have a cloud that you can have a simin from the makom. We pass him makom is a good simin. So if he placed it there, and he could tell you he placed it on that third bench of the shul or wherever it was, that the makom will be a simin. So he says like this, but Malkum is only a simin if he placed it. If he dropped it, Malkum can't be a simin because he doesn't know where he placed it. He never placed it, it dropped. So it's a catch 22. On the tzad that he placed it there is never an avedu altogether, and you have a good simin, the Malkum. On the tzad that he dropped it, you have no simin because you don't have a simin begufay, and you don't have a simin in the place because he didn't place it there, he dropped it. So Meir says like this, go back to the Merkaba. I feel in this topic, even though normally the halacha is by a dava she'ein by simin, the ritva holds that you, but sorry, by a dava she'ein by simin, the ritva holds he's better to be noitel machriz because maybe it was nafal. But over here, on the tzad that it was nafal, you don't have any simin. You don't even have mokum as your simin. So what are you going to do with it? The balon is going to lose the animal. They're going to be stuck. So therefore, better don't take it. So, if he dropped it, you have no simin to return it, don't pick it up. On the tzad that he didn't drop it, on the tzad that he placed it there, certainly you shouldn't pick it up, because like the Mechaber said before, you're not supposed to pick it up, you're going to be making him have a tircha, an unnecessary tircha. And maybe he placed it there and he forgot? No, we go like the Ritva, that's not even a tzad. So placing there forgot, there's no reason for you to pick it up, because that's not even a tzad. He didn't forget. Place it there and he didn't forget? He didn't forget yet? Don't pick it up. Crazy. You can be making much for nothing. Elamai, maybe he dropped it. So then there goes your simin. You have no simin. So it's a dove shame by simin. And you don't have makam either because he dropped it. So lo yigaba, don't touch it. You're gaining nothing by picking this thing up. Mamel, that's what he says. Hareze lo yigaba. Vim ava v'not loy, also loy lag ziroi. You can't return it because there's a tzad that he dropped it. And you're going to be stuck. You have no right to you have a tzad that it was inuach, and it's not even an aveda yet. So you can't even, either way.
Why can't he be machzir?
Oh, he could be machriz it on the tzad.
Machzir.
There's no simen. So you should be noital or machriz. You should be noital or machriz because maybe the guy placed it there and you'll be able to get it back to him through the mokum being a simen.
Let's say it's a
suffix. Suffix what?
Right,
that's what he's saying. So if it's a Suffolk Aveda, Suffolk he dropped it, Suffolk he placed it. Don't touch it because you gain nothing by picking it up. But if you already picked it up, you can't keep it. You're going to have to be Noitel or Machris because maybe the guy placed it there and you have a Simon. The Simon will be your Mokum. If he dropped it, you don't have any Simon. But if he placed it, you'll have the Mokum that he placed it as the Simon. So you'll have to be Noitel or Machris. You can't keep it. Also, like zero. However, continues the Mechaba, Vimhoya Dovish Ein by Simon. Namely, ain by simin klal, even makoim, you don't have any simin, even makoim, then zachu by veinu chayv lagzira, because then it's mamash like a dovish ain by simin.
That's the case of geizlus.
Good. That's the case of geizlus, that makoim is not a simin. Correct. But the middle case is talking about where you picked it, where it's a dovish ain by simin begufay, it's a simin be makoim, memela, picking it up, you gain nothing, because if he dropped it, you have no way to return it. If he placed it there, he's coming back anyway. And shikha we're not koshish for. But if once you picked it up, now you're going to have a chiv la'achris on the tzad that he placed it there, you'll be able to get it back to the bailam because of the makam. That's what...
Doesn't it
say chosim
doesn't say chayv
la'achris? It says also. So what are you supposed to do when it's also la'achris? You're supposed to be chayv la'achris. That's what you're supposed to do when it's... Like the Mechaber Takafir, as I said, the end, on every Dovid Sheish Pei Simen, you're supposed to be Chayv Lachris. Granted, it's less Chosman HaSefer than the Taz. The Taz, the Chosman HaSefer, he was talking about a Dovah that he already knew about it, and he was already Miyayish, but the first case talking about he didn't know about it, he wasn't Miyayish yet. Mili Yikiri, it's a Shtiko Chosa. Like the Nasef, it's a little better. Zakaboy, why? Because it's talking about Dovid Sheish Pei Simen, namely Dovid Sheish Pei Simen Klal, even B'Makim. The first case was talking about Dovid Sheish Pei Simen, but the Makim was a Simen. Good. So now you got three pshatim in the Achroinim had a touch of the Mechaba. Smart touch of the Mechaba like the Toysa read, don't pick up a Dovid Sheish Pei Simen. You have the Taz who touches up the Mechaba like Toysis, pick it up because maybe he forgot. And you have the Nesivis who touches up the Mechaba like the Ritva, forgetting, we're not worried about. But we have a problem that maybe he dropped it. Three different pshatim in the Mechaba. Good?
Why can't you put it back to where you took it from?
In which case? Because you have a chiv. Oh, like the nesivis, if he placed it there and he didn't yet forget about it, so it's not an aveda.
But
yeah, once you pick it up, why? Because now it's not in the makam where you're supposed to. Why don't you place it back right here? So, grada, if it's talking about it, he took it home. Oh, no, 1 second. I think Yigrad says, 1 second. Oh, you're right. Very good. I left out a point. So the reason why you can't put it back, because he says, we're talking about like Tosis is Yishalmi, that I took it home, and now, by the time I'm going to bring it back, I can't bring it back, because maybe the Bailim already went back looking for the item, couldn't find their item, and Mamela, by the time I put it back, he's never going to come a second time, because he figured it must have been stolen. So Mamela, by me bringing it home, I made it turn into an Aveda. Mamela, I'll have to, it's us alagzi, I can't put it back, because the Bailim will never find it anymore, and I have to be Noita Lamachris. On the tzad that he placed it there, we'll have Mokum as a Zimmin.
Yeah, because they also legal boy, and that's implied that even to just pick it up.
No, but once I do pick it up, why can't I just put it right back down? What did I do wrong?
No, I know that, but it's very fair to hear that if you say Osaliga boy, then he says Inaga boy, it means he's going back home. You got to go to the next step.
Yeah, okay, glad this is my click. He's got to show talk about both stadiums. I don't know how much cost.
Okay, fine.
So you got 3 pshat in the Makaba. Now let's go back to our diak at the beginning of the Makaba, and I'll show you why I feel this diak is very important. Sorry? By its Aimbay Simon? Aimbay Simon and Ganson, why is Zaka? But it's a different series. We're going to get to it later. Belina. All right. So let's go back. Look, again, you have 3 Pshatim in the Machaba. Now let's go back to the first case of the Machaba. The Machaba is a case of Adava Shiyesh by Simon and a Mokum HaMishtama Lagamri. It's even better than Mokum HaMishtama Ksas. It's a Mokum HaMishtama Lagamri, the ratio of the Makaba. Over there, the Makaba says, Asa Ligaba, why? Shema Bailam Hinichua Sham at Shiyaksarola. Maybe the Bailam placed it there. And maybe what? What's the other choice? So if the choice would be maybe he dropped it. So first of all, if it would be a chash, maybe he placed it, maybe he dropped it, the Taz, the Bach, all these Achreinim, except for the Sma, all hold Bedas HaMachaba, they have Yechshash Nefila, even the Machaba is Moida, you got to pick it up. So how can the Machaba say at the beginning, Asaliga boy? Elamai, you have to say that there's no chash at all in the ratio that the guy dropped it. So what's the other alternative? There can only be one other choice left, that maybe he placed it there, but he forgot. Either he plays it there and he has Das Anshiyak Zero until they're going to come back to it, or he placed it there and he forgot. Those are the 2 choices that are possible. Right?
You put your code
in the code room. Now you have to. Did he place it there because it wasn't raining? He figured so tomorrow he'll pick it up. Or he took it because it wasn't raining. So when he walked out, he forgot the code. He didn't realize he took it because on the way to shul it was raining. So he placed it there and he might forgot. Those are the 2 choices. Anyway, it's mukha like that because he only machaba later on has a chash. For feeling nistapik leyadava, maybe imdava zeh ovid oimunak derek nefila, like the machaba says. So vice is the beginning of the machaba, we didn't even entertain that it was nefila. So what's our only choice? Maybe he placed it there and he forgot, or maybe place it there and he didn't forget. And if them shaita machab at the beginning, don't touch it. Because what are you going to gain by touching it? If it's dov shaita b'sim, you're being machiachim for nothing. If it's dov shaita b'sim, you're being mamish, being mafsarim. What's the significance? Is that you see the machab had a case that even a mokum mishtam legami, we have a chshash shema yishkach. Nesivis touched up the machab later on. That even a mokum mishtam ksas, no, the machab is going like the ritva. We never choshish for shikha. Only if it's mamish a mokum that's not mishtam at all, then we have a chshash for entertain shikha. But mokum mishtam ksas, we don't entertain shikha. The only thing we entertain is nafila. Memele has a beautiful, ingenious pshat. A gavaldik pshat in the machaba had a taish machaba like the ritva. But his whole pshat is predicated on the ritva shita that we have never have a chshash of shikha. On a mokum mishtam ksas and koshkin a mokum mishtam lagamri. Because had you had a chshash Shema, that maybe he forgot about it, then that's going to be an aved over here. If you have a case, what do you mean? I would have to pick it up because maybe he forgot about it. And it's a mokum mishtam ksas, it's going to get ruined. So I'll have a chiv hashava, I would have to pick it up. No, we're going like the revolt. We never choshish for shikha. And the chayyur mecham is mefush faket. The beginning of the mechabo that even in mokum mishtam legamri we have a chash of shikha. But the reed don't pick it up because Shema, no, Shema ba'am v'nichuch sham ad she'akzor, and he wasn't. He didn't forget. But maybe he did forget. We had that, those are the 2 tzadim. So you see, l'chayr arrived from the mechab and not like the nesivis. That even on a mishtam l'agamri, you have a chshash shikha.
Why did you say Shema l'agamri?
Because first of all, if it would be Shema that it fell, Eshtin's mechab doesn't talk about it till later on when he's in the stapak l'adav derek nefila. Sorry? I know, so what's a Shema? Shema sounds like it's suffix.
It's
no. Ah, yeah, all right. Fine, that's a shtickle deck. What's the shemis? He says, as a legal boy, because the talin and the bialim inichusham, where noita, or it's noita adava, whatever, the bialim inichusham. Shemis sounds like it's a sophic. Shema this, shema something else. What was the other tzad? Shema that he forgot. And that's not like, and anyway, yeah, all right. Yeah, also, the Reva Kranim hold in the Mechabali deceives himself that it'll be a kshash nefila, you would have a chiv to pick it up.
Yeah, okay.
Not a real kshash. What's the shema?
The Shema goes on Balaam and the Chuvah, even if there is Shekhe, the Balaam would still be in the
No, but no, the Bar is Shema, Balaam and Yechuvah, Bedavka, he plays it, the Ad Sheyach. No. If the Balaam forgot about it, they weren't placing it there till they're going to pick it up. They had no Das to come back for it.
Shema,
Balaam and Yechuvah, Shema, I mean, Shema, the Balaam placed it there, and they plan on coming back to get it. Or Shema, the Balaam placed it there, and they forgot, and they don't plan on coming back for it. It's Shema. I'm not telling you, what's the other choice? The other choice is that maybe in Yehusham, not actually Yaxerullah, because they don't know to come back, because they forgot about it. Those are the two choices. But either way, you see that he had a kshash of Shema Shikha, even on Makam Mishtam Legamri. Not like the Nesivas that Mayim Makam Mishtam Ksas, when Akhoshish Veshikha. I mean, it's going back, I start off the Shia, what's the Entosis who has a kshash Shikha? Why by Makam Mishtam Legamri do you not pick it up? So I said, maybe Mokum Sham Lagamri is not Koshish Veshikra. No, you see that in Makaba, then even Mokum Sham Lagamri is still Koshish Veshikra. So the only reason why you don't pick something up from a Mokum Sham Lagamri is because why pick it up for? The Bailamim themselves will come back and retrieve it. Whenever they remember, they're going to come back because they know where they placed it and it's a Mokum Sham, so there's no risk involved, so they'll end up getting it. That's a Koshish which should come out from the Makaba. Let me share with you, the Rambam Gerda says in Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis, he says, why in a case which is a derech hinuach, are you not supposed to pick it up? When he starts giving the cases of a seh, of the animals being nidachim, he says, we learn that from a pasuk, because it says in pasuk nidachim, only when seh are nidachim. But if the animals are not nidachim, they're not lost, they're not being toya bederech, then you're not supposed to pick it up. It's a gzeris hakosif. You're not supposed to pick up something which is derech hinuach. And it's not a Rambam who made up this pasuk, it's a Sifri. The Sifri in Kipashas Kiseitze, I think it's Ois Reishkov Beis. Think, Darsh is in the pasuk, Nidachim, to be memayit, that if it's Derech Hinuach, do not pick it up. It's a Sifri. So Shaila is like this.
1 minute, so you're saying it really is an Aveda, even if it's possibly by Aveda, even if it's Derech Hinuach?
One second. Let me just touch up the ones I'm getting there. That's where I'm headed. One second. So the Sefri has a posik to darshin. The Rambam has a posik to darshin. Nidachim has to be b'derech kederech hanidachim. If it's not kederech hanidachim, then you don't have a chiyav hashavas aveda. So let me ask you, do we need a pasuk to tell me that if I have my item sitting, let's say, in my shelf of my house, I shouldn't knock on your door, go into your house, pick up your item, and say, here's your item? Well, let's say it's even in shul, and it's a makom mishtam ksas, and you know where it's makom mishtam lagamri. You know where you placed it. You want it bedavka in shul. If I pick it up, I'm a nudman. You want it bedavka there. I need a gzeris akasa to say, do me a favor, do not pick up my tefillin and give it back to me. I want it bedavka there. Do not return it to me. Do I need a pasuk for that? So why does the Raman need a pasuk and the Sefri needs a pasuk for? And the Mai, is it right to what we're saying? Because it's a vada you placed it there, but maybe you forgot. Where you placed it. Not where you placed it. You already forgot. So there's a time to say, look, there's a problem here. You don't plan on getting it back. You don't want it to be there. Just you forgot to take it. So you would think that that's already an aveda, that you should have a chiv to pick it up and return it to the Bailim. Because the Bailim don't want it there. They don't want to keep it there. They just forgot, and that's why it's there. You would think, therefore, you have a chiv ashavas aveda to pick it up and turn to the bailam. Kamash malon a pasuk nidachim. Only if it's straying, if it's toya bederek, it's going to get hurt, it's going to get ruined. So there you have a chiv ashavas aveda. But if it's a mokum mishtam legamri, don't pick it up for it. There's no aveda here. What are you picking it up for? If the guy forgot about it, when he remembers, he'll come back and pick it up himself. You don't have a chiv to pick him up.
Why does Rabban have to give a rationale? Because there's a kosher. He gives a rationale. This is
We're teaching. We're teaching the pasuk. Otherwise, what?
You're saying he's
tied to Havadi's tied to Naram himself in Halakha Beis. When he gives Ketzad, he says, because we learn out from the Pasuk of Nidachim.
By giving a rationale, he puts parameters.
Right, he's showing how vital to take the Gzeis Akos. It has to be Derek Nidachim. And the reason why I don't pick it up, what do you have to lose to pick it up? Good, you don't have a better yet. You don't have a Chiva Shavas Aveda, because it says Nidachim. But what do you have to lose? Maybe you should pick it up anyway. You could. Zok the Rambam, it's also to pick it up because you're making a tircha yisayir for the Bailam. They're going to come back trying to retrieve it. They're going to have to give some money and track you down. But you need a gzeris akosiv because otherwise I had to have a mina. The guy doesn't want it there. So it is maybe an aveda. Kamashron, it's not an aveda that's mechayev ashava because it's no risk involved. It's not going to get lost. It's not vulnerable. So when he remembers, he's going to get it. But at least it's a raya what I'm saying, that you have a chshash, shema, that he forgot about it. It will be a vada, and that's what the Rambam is very midoik. Shemi yinichusham. It will be a vada yinichusham. I don't need a pasuk for. Good. All right, amayma musga. Fine. Let's move on. So now, so the Mechaba continues. So good. So you have three pshatim in the Mechaba. Is he going like Toisis Rid, or the Ridva? Okay, let's move on. There's another problem. I want to have one more problem with the Mechaba. Mechaba says like this. He continues. V'mhoi yadav ha-she'im by simin, v'dadav ha-she'im by simin, zacha boy. You are zeichin it, venu chayv lagzir. You don't have to return it. So the $1 million cash is, it's a dovashim b'simin, but it's yishlemi das, like we asked before. So bishlemi the taz, shtikal hamasa in the machaba, but he says, it's talking about something which is dova yakiri, it's heavy, so the guy certainly knew about it, so it blibes like a yishmi das. It's chasim in a seifa. So what's going on? It's a yishlemi das. So the sma in sifkot membeis, the end of sifkot membeis, says, chidish in the machaba, he says like this, the last three lines of the Sivkot Membeis, the Svirle, Kevan de Bishar Shenaitle, since at the time you pick this item up, a Dovashim by Simen, a Daita like Zero Labailov, he made an Akimto, it's talking about you picked it up on Das to be Maxit Labailim, Elisha Ta'abezeh, you made a mistake, Shalo Yada Shalo Yibi Yada like Zero. You didn't realize as a Dovashim Bezimen, there's no way for you really, realistically, to get it back. Unless it's Mamish Edim, it's a very hard way to get it back. So you made a mistake. But when you picked it up, you were ernst, you wanted to return it. Kivan de Aim Bezim, what?
Isn't that really the whole shot? Push John Ram, you're picking it up Lakzero, you're not picking up
Lakzero. Good, push it, good. But it's still in Akimta. The Makab doesn't say anything, but good. I have no problem. Makab doesn't say it. You're making a kimta. You minimize it. It's only in that case he picked it up nas like it's not a shver kimta, but it's in a kimta nevertheless. And you have no way to return and keep it in by simin. Svirale, the Makab holds in this case, the bezek kuli amu moidim the yaksikenu hamoitzai la'atzme. Since when you picked it up, you had a mind to return it. You were a good boy when you picked it up. And now there's no way if you return it, so now you're allowed to keep it. What's going on? So why, all of a sudden, when you pick something up, I'm asked to return on a Dovashim Bezimim, all of a sudden you're allowed to keep it? A Yishlim Midas, if you picked it up, I'm asked to return. And now, hey, but it's a Dovashim Bezimim, it wasn't Miyayish yet, so now you're allowed to keep it? What's going on? So the Shach jumps on the Sma, and he says, I don't know, first you make an Akimtin, I don't know how that's going to help you, that he did Adas Lag Zirai, what's going on? So the Kivega, and the Goyin in Sif Cotton, Lamed Gimel, guys, Goyin goes with this Pshat, Kivego says, a gewaldic pshat. He says like this, amazing pshat. He's making a kimt in the sma, but it's like that in the prisha, that we're talking about, you picked it up, amanas like zeroy. And then the bailam wa miyayish. Now you're allowed to keep it. How does that make it better? It says like this. It says in the beginning, when Reishin and Tess, we learn that we have a lav of leisuchel lesaling, a lav of leisigzel, and a mitzvah zazeh of hoshev teshivim. We have three potential mitzvahs in the Torah when we deal with the Shabbos Avedus. He says like this. The Machabes is over there. When you pick it up, amnasa goyza, yoyva leisigzel. If you picked it up, amnas lehoshev, so if you wanted to steal it, like Sigzo, but if you picked it up Nas Lahoshiv and the Bailam were ready Miyayish and then you had Charata, now you want to keep it for yourself, you're no longer over Lay Sigzo. Once the Bailam were Miyayish, and you were a good boy till they Miyayish, but and then once they're Miyayish and now you had Charata, now you want to steal, you can't be over Lay Sigzo anymore, because once the Bailam were Miyayish, it's sort of a halfway ahead of the Rishus, you can't be over Lay Sigzo anymore. The only thing that you have to contend with is a mitzvah aseh of Hashiv Teshivim, because you had a manas to return it, you picked it up, you have a chiv aseh of Hashiv Teshivim. So Mezakri Kivega, over here, I picked it up, a manas to return, and I waited till the Bailam were Miyayish. So I have no Lay Sigzo anymore, and I have no Lusuchel Lesalam anymore, because I picked it up to return. The only thing I could possibly have is Hashi Teshivim. So Kivega, Chiddush, Niflo. But since it's a Dover Shein by Simen, and it's not Shaykh to return, the Torah can't be telling me Hashi Teshivim on something I can't return. The davar shein bo simin. The mitzvahs I say can never be on the davar shein bo simin. So Zotri Kivega, I have the best of everything. I don't have a lay sigil because I picked up not to return, and I wait till after Yesh. I certainly don't have lo sukkah lasan because I picked it up not to return. The only thing I can have is the shivet, but it's not shaykh, but davar shein bo simin. So if I wait till the bailam miyayesh and then I decide to keep it for myself, mutal lechatchila, not a problem, because you don't have any chiyuvim in the Torah. Sorry? Yishlim midas
also?
When I pick something up, yishlim midas. So, and I picked it up, I'm not to seal, I'm a ganef, because it's not yish yet. Or even if I picked it up, I'm not lahachzir. Kozman, the guy wasn't miyayish yet. Also, I have a problem because he wasn't miyayish yet. If I want to keep it myself, I'll be a vilo sigzal. But if I wait till he's miyayish, I wait long enough that we assume he was miyayish, it's mutter. I'm allowed to keep it.
Didn't we have a machlokes why yish doesn't work? When it's in the
Shus of the... correct. The Ramban. Either because you have a Chiva Shava, either you have a Chiva Shava, which here maybe you don't have a Chiva Shava yet because it's a Dov Shein by Simmons, you might not have a proper Chiva Shava. But it's going to be Shreya because you see over there, Lechay and that. But the Goyin at least says, the Ramban says the reason is because it blibes like Yish Peshus. So the Achrenim want to say that if it's a Dov Shein by Simmon and the guy... it's very nice, he would like to return it to me, but there's no way he's going to return it to me. There's no way I'm going to retrieve it, because it's Dov Shein by Simin. It's not like Yish B'Shus. It's not like Yimai Shus. I'm not protected. Sorry?
In this here, there's Dov Shein by Simin. You still have Makam. Whoever lost an item in this particular...
no, if it was Derech Hinuach, you have Makam. If it's Derech Nefilah, there's no Makam. And we're talking about anyway, there's no Makam, because we're talking about Geizus, Nesivus, wanted to say whatever. We're talking about a Dov Shein by Simin. Whatever the case, if a Dov Shein by Simin at all, Zokri Kiveigo. That an goyin and the goyin passing like that, the goyin says that din of abaya that yishlim midas lava yish is only because you picked it up amnas lagoyzla. You picked up amnas lagoyzla, you're a bad boy because you did it too early before yish. But if you followed halacha, you went to shir and you learned to hilchos aveda mitzvah, you know, wait till after yish and now keep it, no problem, it's yours, you can pick it up. It's amazing. Now it comes out of ridika things. You see what we discussed amol when we had a shaila, when you have a davar shein by sim, do you have chiva shavas aveda, or is it better to leave it in the street? And we said, a cloak is on it, and I was miyayit said it's better, just leave it, you get out of yourself more problems, just leave it and you're better off. Well, like this, Kivyega is for sure like that. Kivyega holds that you never have a mitzvah and going precious ma, if that's a emes of janus ma, you never have a chiv, a shavas, a veda, hashiv teshivim, on a dovashim bezim, because you have no way to return it. If you have no way to return it, then I can't give you a mitzvah, hashiv teshivim. Gevaldika, sma.
If you pick it up, and I know that that's what's going to happen, so is that called off?
No, I picked it up as a good boy. I picked it up on Nazlag Zero.
Right, because but I know what's going to happen and is that the person will never show up. It'll be
I don't know. So that maybe Beichin Levavis, maybe you didn't really pick it up on Nazlag Zero. But if you really picked up Nazlag Zero, like this man says, you were tired. You thought that you could, and now you can. You have a right to keep it. Wait till after Yish. Once you have the Yish, green light, now you can keep it.
It has to be Dachin on Nazlag Zero. If I pick it up...
to do what? To what? To wait for this yish. I don't know, is that Goizlein?
Yeah.
I know, you're better off leaving there, maybe the Bailam will come back and find it themselves. You shouldn't pick it up. And you're being mafsed them a shtickle, better leave it there. You have to make a choice. All right, well let me just finish this, but there's two more, one thing, I just have to finish. The Shach says a different shot. The Shach says, not like that, the Shach wants to say, if you look in the Shach of Kotten Chavov, by the wide lines, he says, well, actually two lines before, Alakimin Shaini Yadea Lami Yagza, Hechidish Hadashak, I don't know, Pshar is that, Yach Lassi is by Masha Yirza, you have a right to do whatever you want with it. You can't keep it, be allowed to use it. Vahad the Kaimlon Yishlim Medaslo have a Yish, Haino Dimnis Barer, show me who, once you find out who it is, Avad the Turk Lag Zeroi. V'leim rinun kevin is a ziyayish zokaboy, not like the sma. Avol, kozman chuloin is barisham you, as long as you don't know who it is, koz yukal ze lansus bun meshri, so you're allowed to be mishtamish with it, you're allowed to use it. So I shtickle the pshara. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to use it. The Shukanoka Rav says in Peshat in the Shach, you're also allowed to sell it. So you're being mechalit mengarmim, means you're allowed to use it up and even sell it. But what's the significance? It's because when you don't know, but once you do know, once you find out who it is, avada, at that time you're going to have to pay him back. Means he lost the item that chveis, he doesn't have bailus on the guf hachefetz, but the demei hachefetz he still owns. So you're allowed to use it, You're going to owe him the money of it. You're going to have to pay him. When you find out who it is, then you're going to have to pay him. And where is he coming from? So the Divrei Mishpat, Grada, marshals the Shach over there in Reish Samak Bey, is that the Shach over there says, Mishfaket. The Shach over there says, you're now allowed to keep it. You're now allowed to use it. It has to be Yemunah Kachev Elios. He has to steal the Shach. So he says, the Shach over there is talking about before he was Meyayish. And then the Shach would be Moedi, now let her use it. But once the guy was Miyayish, then you're allowed to now Chach use it. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to use it. Why? Zakta Divinisha, the same Chach as Rikivega. Because the Lav doesn't pass anymore because the guy was ready Miyayish. And I say, Hovshit Shivim doesn't pass because you don't know who to return it to. That gives you a Rishos to use it. It doesn't just to keep it, it gives you a Rishos to use it. I don't know why. A Pshara.
Sorry?
Unless the guy's Miyayish. Once the guy's Miyayish, though there's if there's a Chak someone, but we know the case over there, the Chak said it, you know there's not going to be Miyayish Loilam. That was the case because it fell from three people. But if eventually, when the guy's Miyayish, then you're allowed to Chach be Mishtamish. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to be Mishtamish. So it comes out of Dovah Chodesh, which means even the Shach is learning only once it was already in Miyayish at the end. But the Shach holds you only allowed to use it, and the Sma holds you even allowed to keep it. You have to know what the Shach is. But if you keep the ego, sorry?
That other Shach is still my Yesh Loi Medas?
Correct. Yeah, look it up. Reish Samach Beis.
I mean,
no, talking about Yesh Loi Medas means eventually, if they would find out about it, they should be in Miyayish, but they don't know about it yet.
Yeah, they're never going to know.
And they will never know.
They'll never know.
Why? It's a matter of that if they would know, they should be Miyayish.
If Tosfos says it, he's never
going to
find out. It's not going to be
a problem. All right. But that's what Divrei Mishpat says, that even the Shach is only talking about when it was ready Miyayish. However, from Reiki Vega's mashma, not like that. Because in Reiki Vega, after he says it's Blitz Chiddush in the Sma, he feels like, Ulefi Zeh, if you go like this, Prat, Yehei Adin, the Asel Ishtamish boy, even now let it be Mishtamish. He's giving up a punch against the Shach right now. The Asel Ishtamish boy. Is going to be us to be Mishamish until you know later on, until you wait long enough, till the guy is Miyayish. That you would be able to be Mishamish with it even before you were Miyayish. Means he understood the Shach, that the Shach was in all cases, even before Yish, you're allowed to be Mishamish. But the Divrei Mishpat says that's not Pshat in the Shach, you have to wait for Yish, and Loit the Shach, you're allowed to be Mishamish with it. Like the Smite, even allowed to keep it. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin's not like this, and he says it's also l'shtamish boy, and you have to wait ad sheyemunah kachiyov eliyo, because b'divreim, it's because since it's a dova minat Torah, it's a suffix daraisa, and you're supposed to be machmir b'shal Torah. That's also because you're machmir b'shal Torah. So avad la halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin's also side to keep it, side to be mishamish with it. But loy the Smite, you're even allowed to keep it, and loy the Shah. You're not allowed to keep it, but you're allowed to use it and full practical birds keep it. It means you're allowed to do whatever you want with it, sell it even, just you'll have to pay the violent money when you find out who it is. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.